Gregory Campbell, there's a lot of news in Northern Ireland, and the Chief Constable made a very important statement yesterday. He said, and obviously I'm moving on to a different story before the news now, the Chief Constable said that there is a paramilitary connected to Charter NI. So there's a paramilitary in Charter NI. Charter NI is using public funds. And the response from the executive is that they're going to continue. This is Arlene Foster and Martin McGuinness's statement. They're going to continue to work with Charter NI. Do you think the public want, and I'll ask you this, Gregory, in the context of Arlene Foster, do you think the public expect Arlene Foster to say she's going to continue to work with an organisation who has a current paramilitary in it?
Stephen, there are two things. The first thing is Charter NI and the work that it does. Unless there is evidence to the contrary, if there is, and you've mentioned it on numerous occasions.
Chief Constable is saying it. That's evidence.
Stephen, don't assume what I'm going to say when I haven't said it yet. Whenever you have good work that you and others have alluded to on numerous occasions that Charter NI do, If there is no question of inappropriate behaviour, illegal activity, in terms of the work carried out either by individuals in or collectively the group known as Charter NI, then why would they not continue to support that? That's one part of it. The second part is, if there is an individual or individuals, as outlined both by Stephen Martin last week and repeated by the Chief Constable yesterday, I think it was, who is potentially guilty of illegal activity, then the police need to take action against that person or persons, and they will have our total and full support in so doing. Those two things are not mutually exclusive.
Do you think Arlene Foster should continue to support money going to Charter NI when there's an active paramilitary in it?
Well, Stephen, I don't know whether you were listening to the first part of what I said. If there is a scheme like Charter NI or any other scheme that is doing what it's supposed to do, is spending money appropriately, is doing good work, is commended in the local community for the work that it does do, if that is the case and there is no suggestion of illegal activity in terms of the work of the scheme, what would the government department that funds the scheme have to do in terms of a court of law to try and prove that they were withdrawing funding on the basis of some allegation or assertion in the public domain?
Actually, well, this is an assessment from the Chief Constable, the most senior police officer in our country, and actually the Executive Office, for me to be accurate. And they did not say they would continue to work with Charter NI, so that is my mistake, for which I apologise. What the Executive Office said was this: ministers were assured by the PSNI that it has no concerns about the work of Charter NI. It was also explained that the PSNI would itself continue to work with Charter NI, so the police will continue to work with them. But my question is, should the government?
Well, I think the question is for the Chief Constable and the police. Are they currently investigating any individual or individuals connected with Charter NI in relation to illegal activity? We need to hear that. If that is the case and there is illegal activity by anyone,
okay. All right.
That needs to be pursued rigorously, well, and we'll have our support in so doing.
I want to move in. Stay there, Geraldine, because you'll be aware that this programme has been covering the issue of a leader of the UDA, a separate story now, obviously, Dee Stitt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Being the Chief Executive Officer of Charter NI. Mr. Stitt denies being a leader of the UDA. It is the BBC Spotlight's position that he is a leader of the UDA. And what then happened was, this programme over many weeks has been pursuing that story, and then an Assistant Chief Constable came on the Nolan Show last week, and Stephen Martin it was, and he said that there was, now he was not drawn on whether this is Mr. Stitt he was talking about or not, but he did confirm to this show that a paramilitary connected to Charter NI had been recently active, connected to that organisation. And, of course, that organisation is getting your money, Geraldine, right?
Yes, yes.
So then yesterday, George Hamilton, the Chief Constable of our country, he confirmed there's a paramilitary in Charter NI. He confirmed it. And the Northern Ireland Executive, we went to them and we said, why is the Office of First and Deputy First Minister, in other words, why it's not the Executive Office, why is the Executive Office continuing to give public funds to an organisation which the Chief Constable has now confirmed continues to be associated with paramilitarism, right?
Yes.
And here's what they said. The Executive Office intends to hold discussions with the Board of Charter NI. All individuals must make a clear choice between paramilitarism and legitimate community work. There can be no tolerance of or ambivalence towards paramilitarism. The role of the police is to identify criminal activity wherever and whenever it occurs and to bring those responsible before the courts. They continue to have our full support in doing so, right?
Yes.
So that's their statement. That's Arlene Foster and Martin McGuinness's statement in reply to the following questions. The first that I just read, the second, did the Chief Constable give the First Minister an assessment on DSTIT? Arlene Foster is ducking that question. So we have asked, has the First Minister been given an assessment on DSTIT by the Chief Constable? Arlene Foster completely ducks the question.
Are you surprised?
Question three, we said, given that there is active paramilitarism associated with Charter NI, what sanctions does OFM DFM propose be placed on that organisation? Arlene Foster and, may I add, Martin McGuinness completely duck that question too. They do not answer it. What's your reaction, Geraldine?
Well, you see, I'm just very simple-minded and I just can't understand. I understand there's a lot of good things happening with the money from Charter NI, but I would just stop it and relook at the whole thing. You know, certainly I do believe in giving money to communities, especially, you know, both communities that really need it. I really would invest in that. But I think that, you know, I don't know how you just can't sack somebody at the top of Charter NI. I don't get that. You know, there's talk about doing all sorts
this is,
of
this
things.
This story, though, is bigger than Charter. In fact, Geraldine, I'll say good morning to you. Thank you for coming on. Nicola Mallon, SLP, Stephen Farry from the Alliance Party. Nicola, morning to you.
Good morning.
And Stephen, good morning to you. So this story about Charter is bigger than Charter NI. This is about our government, our first and deputy first minister in Northern Ireland. This is what this is about. And the Northern Ireland Executive. The most senior police officer in the country, George Hamilton, has said there's a paramilitary active in that organisation. Recent activity is what ACC Martin said, and George Hamilton has backed that up. So when you have a chief constable saying a paramilitary in that organisation, and yet that organisation continues to manage public funds, what's your reaction to that, Nicola?
Well, you're absolutely right. This is an issue around either the First and Deputy First Minister, Arlene Martin, are either content to back these individuals and continue to fund through our own public money the organisations they're connected to, or they're afraid to stand up to them. Now, for all their talk about taking on paramilitaries, the proof of the pudding is always in the eating. And when it comes to this issue, they have continually ducked and dived. For the second time in a matter of days, following confirmation in March in the Investigative Spotlight programme, the PSNI at the most senior level, you can't get any higher, have confirmed that there are active paramilitaries connected to Charter NI, which receives millions in public money. Now, the executive knew that it had to issue a statement following its meeting with the Chief Constable. And what did it do in that statement? It deliberately played down the crucial issue of the active paramilitaries who are connected to the organisation. In fact, it tried to distract from that by picking the one issue in all of this that is actually not contentious, and that is the work of Charter NI.
The key question of the three questions that the Nolan Show asked the executive late last night is this. Did the Chief Constable, George Hamilton, give the First Minister an assessment on DSTIT? And that is a question that remains unanswered and completely avoided by the executive office. So I say again to the First Minister of this country, do you know, Arlene, did George Hamilton, in his discussions with you when he met you, give you a security assessment on the man who the BBC is saying is a leader of the UDA? And why would Arlene Foster not answer that question? Stephen Farry.
Yeah, I mean, this is extremely serious, and it's sending out a very troubling message to wider society. I mean, we have had the Fresh Start Agreement. We now have a so-called action plan on tackling paramilitaries, and more recently we have this advertising campaign about tackling organised crime, and we're sending out terrible mixed messages, because how are you supposed to encourage people to come out and speak out about paramilitary control, about organised crime, wherever they don't see government taking the issue seriously? Will they have the real confidence to come forward and actually tell what's happening in communities, and actually to really empower those local voices, if they see government failing to take on a situation whenever the Chief Constable lays it out very, very clearly to senior executive ministers?
I mean, the question here is, does the First and Deputy First Minister accept the security briefing from the Chief Constable? If they do, then what are they going to do about it? And if they're not accepting it, then why are they not?
Who is the active paramilitary? Who is it? And by the way, there might be more than one.
Yeah.
If you look at what George Hamilton said, individual or individuals, who are the paramilitaries who are in an organisation which is managing our public funds? Who is it? And question two, how would the public react to the government of Northern Ireland, the executive, asking you to go to come forward to work with them in tackling paramilitaries, if the executive themselves, if our First and Deputy First Minister have been told themselves that there are active paramilitaries in Charter NI, and Charter continues to roll on?
Yep.
But Stephen, that is the issue here. It's a message that it sends out to the public, who are rightly sickened by all of this. And what message does this send out to paramilitaries? Even if the Chief Constable comes out and says that active paramilitaries are associated with an organisation, this exec, our First and Deputy First Minister, will continue to fund that organisation through our own taxpayers' money. So if you were a paramilitary sitting contemplating changing your ways, why would you?
There are questions here for the police. Because if the police are saying there are paramilitaries in Charter NI, why haven't they arrested them? George Hamilton, what is your force doing about this? If your briefing is that these paramilitaries are in Charter NI, why have you not taken them out of Charter NI and put them in their prison cell? Rob McAdam. Morning, Rob.
Hi, good morning, Stephen.
Go ahead.
Stephen, I am absolutely sick to the back teeth of this executive. And I'm sick to the back teeth of this executive because they failed to take any sort of action around these illegalities that are happening. We had an interview from ACC Martin last week in relation to his security assessment in relation to the Charter, where he confirmed that there were individuals who were linked to the UDA involved with the Charter organisation. That was then reiterated in a meeting with the executive by the most senior police officer in this country, in the form of George Hamilton. And what the executive have done in no uncertain terms is they've given two fingers up to the public. And what they do is they send out a message that is extremely wrong, a message that is very, very divisive. And they send out a message to those that you talk about on your programme day in and day out, who suffer at the hands of these organisations.
What about the message that the police are sending out?
Well,
the police are saying they're continuing to work with Charter NI. Now, two ways of looking at this. One, Charter NI does some fantastic work. I've met people of integrity within Charter NI. I've met people in the board of Charter NI who are people of integrity. So here's the dilemma for the police. Do they continue to work with an organisation which is doing great work on the ground, and do they continue to have relationships with fantastic people? Or do they say, until the paramilitaries are taken out of that organisation, we are not aligning ourselves with it?
Well, there needs to be trust and confidence restored back in from the public to the PSNI. And the only way that can happen is if they take that latter
step. If you read very carefully, Stephen Farry, yep, into this statement from the Chief Constable, there's actually even more in this. It's just striking me today. He said this: it remains our view that an individual or individuals connected to that organisation continue to be associated with paramilitarism. Key word there. Hold on, Rob. One second, Rob. Stephen Farry. The key word there, it's just jumped out at me. Continue.
Yes.
So he's actually saying that these paramilitaries are continuing to be paramilitaries, not just recent activity as in last week, last month, last year. They are continuing. They are active paramilitaries. What are they doing?
Are they
drug dealing? Are they shooting people? Because that's what paramilitaries do. Are they terrifying people? Are they burning people out of their homes? And our police force is working with Charter and I, who have connections to those type of people. And our First and Deputy First Minister are continuing to support public funds being used by an organisation which have active paramilitaries.
And here's what this may be really, really troubling, because what you're saying is that there's an active offence happening every single day because people are continuing to be involved in the UDA. But the role of Charter in terms of the SIF project in East Belfast is to source the clients that are then passed on to GEMS, actually a bigger organisation and more experienced. So the issue is, who's actually doing the sourcing of those individuals? And if the people doing the sourcing have ongoing paramilitary connections, are some of those young people at risk? That's a very, very serious thing I think we need to turn our minds to. I think, Stan, that the money to Charter should be suspended. It's quite clear.
Okay.
And there is alternatives, because GEMS can actually directly deliver the project. There's no need for this extra management layer that Charter are providing.
Stephen, we need to leave there. Nicola Mallon, thank you. Good morning to you. There are 4 minutes left of this programme today. Just to summarise that. So there are active paramilitaries, either paramilitary or paramilitaries, in Charter NI, and your public money is continuing to be given to Charter NI. They're continuing to allow them, our government is continuing to allow them to manage your money. And don't forget what paramilitaries do. They shoot people. They get kids involved in drugs. They deal drugs. They intimidate people. They burn people out of their homes. They drive people out of areas.